Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family, the Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul on Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. 3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and Joys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, 3 balls, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, 3 ball, buried. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, 3 ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Art Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, who's pinch hitting for Mike Wick tonight. Thanks for returning from Florida, Chuck.
Yeah, they got the B team back.
How was it in the Sunshine State?
Nice and warm. Got to see my kids. That's what I was down there for.
Yeah, I saw it was low 80s frequently.
Yeah, yeah. I got to watch the Buckeyes beat the hell out of Clemson. So
bulletin board.
That was perfect.
The bulletin board material.
Yeah, it was. his name's Dabo, for goodness sakes.
Oh, we've got the Fort Laramie girls tonight against New Bremen here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Fort Laramie 10-0 on the year, unbeaten. Shooting tonight, Chuck, for win number 59 in their last 60 games.
Yeah.
How about that? 59 of the last 60 if they win this evening.
They've been on a roll. They've had a heck of a good group of girls for the last 5 or 6 years. And this is no exception. They're a really good basketball team.
At 10-0 right now. It's a 3-game week. Fort Laramie will have 13 games down on the 22-game schedule by the time Saturday rolls around, and we've got coverage again on Thursday night, Fort Laramie against Grouchy right here. But 10-0 for Fort Laramie, ranked number 2 in the state. I said number 2.
That's a joke. Yeah,
number 2 to Sugar Grove Burn Union,
yeah,
which is ranked number 1 in today's first 2021 Girls AP Poll of the Year.
That just shows you what sports writers don't know.
I think only 15 of 70 or so voted. Another 15 first-place votes. Fort Laramie got 7. Somehow, not first. I don't get it.
It doesn't matter. If you're first at the end with the big trophy, it doesn't matter where the sports writers rank you.
But to bring you up to speed, Fort Laramie coming off a December 28th triumph in Canton against Glen Oak, 61-35. In Canton, Glen Oak is ranked 6th in the state in girls D1.
Well, see, Laramie's in the wrong division. They should be playing Division 1.
That's good. I like that. But resounding triumph by Fort Laramie on that night up at Canton, Glen Oak. Head coach Carly Siegel said, "My young ladies did everything we scripted for that game. It was executed perfectly."
Well, yeah, I mean, if you score like that and you beat a team, that's got to be a good basketball team. If you can run them off the floor in their gym, you've done something.
Yeah, 61-35 was the final.
26-point annihilation by Fort Loramie over Canton Glen Oak. That was 3 days after Christmas. Huge win by the Redskins. 14 for 14 at the free throw line.
That's impressive.
Kenzie Holscher led the way with 19. Dana Rose had 12. And in that game, four young ladies hit three-pointers. Colleen Brandewee, Corinne Heitkamp, Caitlin Gasson, and Danny Barhorse came off the bench to drop one home from behind the arc. A grand spanking total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players scored for Fort Loramie in that demolition of Canton Glen Oak.
Well, that's typical. And when you get Kenzie Holscher scoring like that,
right?
I mean, that is just gravy because she has the ability. But what she is she's 6 feet tall. She has a heck of a wingspan. She will guard your best player on the perimeter.
Right.
She'll guard your best player inside. And she is really hard to get around. I mean, she's such a good defender.
And speaking of defense, Fort Loramie held Canton Glen Oak to single digits in three of the four quarters.
I'm sure Canton Glen Oak is glad they're Division I.
On December the 19th, as we back up another 9 days prior to the 28th, we covered the game here at Fort Loramie between the Redskins and Findlay Liberty Benton, which, by the way, is ranked 7th in the state in girls D3. Liberty Benton came in here averaging 73 points a game, didn't score a point for the first 10 minutes, and Fort Loramie won that game 37-20.
Oh, there you go. I mean, when you have a team, you can have offensive juggernaut teams, but they can have bad offensive nights. If you have a great defensive team, they very, very rarely will ever have a bad defensive night.
Yeah, well said. As we noted, Kenzie Holscher at 19 against Canton Glen Oak. Remember the Dana Rose effort, Chuck, against Minster back on December 12th. 11 points in the second quarter, 15 in the game. 10-0 run by Fort Loramie in period number two. And the Redskins beat Minster, which, by the way, is ranked number 3
right
in the poll this week.
Probably a good ranking for them.
Yes.
There.
Redskins won that game by 10, 36-26. Fort Loramie's done all of that, gone 10-0, and they're ranked second.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at Minster, they are really still, because you can't count last year,
nope.
They are two-time defending state champions.
Very well
until somebody beats them.
Exactly. You're right about that. And I might note that in Division IV girls, the team that Fort Loramie routed last year in the regional semifinal, Danville, is ranked 12th in the state.
Well,
so much for state polls.
I've never put much into them. Our state's ranked 11th in football.
According to somebody down in South Carolina. New Bremen, 3-4 on the year. The girls' team is highly athletic, skilled. If it shoots the ball well tonight, Chuck, it can give Fort Loramie fits. It played Minster tough, lost by 8, did New Bremen at Minster in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Plenty of scorers on this team. Ellie Retterman, Chuck, had 26 points earlier this season for New Bremen against Van Wert Lincoln View. She had 21 against Lehman Catholic. Madison Cordonier has led the club with 12 points, 14, 11, 13. Kaylee Friend had 20 in a loss to Fort Recovery. She had 20 of the 40 for New Bremen in that game. She had 17 against Lincoln View. Loads of talent on this team if New Bremen can get the ball up the floor.
That's the key.
Not turn it over and get good shots and hit a decent percentage. They can stay right in the game. They've got the athletes to match up with Fort Loramie.
Well, they're going to face a really good half-court man-to-man defense.
Yep.
And then at some point, they're going to see the half-court trap, which is lethal with the rotation that Loramie does.
Right.
So they're going to have to take care of the basketball on the perimeter, make sure they're not trying to run their offense from mid-court.
Yep.
And that's how they're going to be able to stay in the basketball game.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Well, for Fort Loramie girls tonight, that winning combination is a style that's beaten 10 straight opponents this year. Defend tightly at midcourt, force turnovers, score in transition, and continue to develop and improve the key building components at the guard spots. We know what Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose can do. They score 26 points every game between them. Fort Loramie's key components are quickness and tenacious defense. For New Bremen, we just talked about it. The primary building blocks are taking care of the ball, get good shots, and shoot an efficient percentage. The New Bremen girls are athletic. They've got to score probably close to 50 tonight, Chuck, to be in this game.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
It'll be fast-paced.
Yes.
Kaylee Friend and Ellie Retkerman must defend well enough in the middle against Holscher and Rose to prevent them from going crazy in the scoring department. It'll be a fast-paced night, depth, durability, shooting efficiency for both teams. Key building components, speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, Chuck, I had the good pleasure on Saturday night before the Jackson Center at New Bremen boys game of talking with Chad Wells, athletic director at New Bremen High School. He's been there 2 years, was here at Fort Loramie for six prior to that. And we talked about the championship football season for sixth-year head coach Chris Schmidt and his New Bremen Cardinals. Talk about a turnaround. In 2013 and 14, Chuck, New Bremen was 0-10 both seasons.
Right.
And then along came Chris Schmidt, whose father, by the way, is John Rogers' right-hand man on the Fort Loramie volleyball coaching staff. Anyway, in 2015, Chris Schmidt goes 1-9. 2016, 2-8. 2017, 3-7. Then 6-4, 7-3. 10-2 this year, all the way to the state championship, beating John F. Kennedy in the finals, 31-0. Ugly blowout. Proved far and away that the Cardinals were the number one team in Ohio in D7. Beat Lima Central Catholic 28-26. Defeated Marion Local on a block punt, a scoop and score late in that game, 24-17. And prior to that, as we pick up the interview with Chad Wells, he mentions the Fort Loramie New Bremen game that was in the regional quarterfinals.
You know, the week before that, we were fortunate enough to beat Fort Loramie,
yep.
Which is a very quality program. You know, the Marion Local win was huge for our program. You know, I mean, it's huge for anybody. I mean, look at their resume over the last 15, 20 years. There isn't really anyone in the state who can compare. LCC was a very quality team,
yep.
You know, immensely talented, and we were very fortunate to find a way to come away with a victory there. And then in the state finals, our kids really showed what our area football is all about.
Midwest Athletic Conference schedule, you can't beat it. Get you ready for the postseason.
Absolutely. You know, just the quality of play around here, the quality of kids, the quality of families, communities, is just second to none. And, you know, really a big thank you to all the communities and conference members that were so encouraging and supportive. When we were at state, we received so many nice emails, you know, signs, all sorts of stuff, social media stuff. So, I mean, just a really, really neat experience for our coaches and kids.
You know, and Coach Schmidt's team went to Marion Local in the season and played the Flyers tough on the road at Marion Local. I said to myself, New Bremen could challenge for this regional championship, and then lo and behold, got a second shot at Marion Local in the tournament, but at the Flyers Stadium a second time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you could tell with the kids, they were really disappointed, and so were the coaches, and they kind of felt like we let one get away there, and you know, but credit to to Tim and his staff and their kids over there. I mean, they do a phenomenal job. And welcome to Midwest Athletic Conference football. What our volleyball program has been able to accomplish here recently, you know, a phenomenal feat. I mean, our senior class has been to the state championship game 4 years in a row. So, I mean, with that, you can't ask for much more, I guess, other than four gold trophies instead of just two. And I know that Coach Kramer would want that. No, she does a phenomenal job with the program. I'm so blessed to have so many quality coaches in our athletic department right now. Not only are they quality coaches, they're even better people. And that ultimately, in a educational-based athletic program like we have at the OHSAA, you know, is so phenomenal to have great people in those positions, because our kids ultimately are better people by just being in their program.
Sure.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
So many thanks to Chad Wells, Director of Athletics at New Bremen, with whom we spoke before Saturday night's coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com of the Jackson Center at New Bremen boys basketball game. What a terrific high school football season it was in 2020 for the New Bremen Cardinals, who took it all, went 10-2, and won the D7 state title. Gratitude tonight to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including here on scoresbroadcast.com, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom Jerry's, plus custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Can't forget Brookins. I'm already looking forward to Saturday, Chuck.
Yeah.
Marinated chops at Brookins. You better get there, what, by 5 o'clock?
I would say that would be a good choice. I'm having the chicken.
Get there by 5. Ask Carl to flip on scoresbroadcast.com or WMVR and join us for the Fort Loramie Minster boys basketball game while you eat eat roasted chicken or marinated pork chops at Brookins on Saturday night. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center at 101 East Pike. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery, by the way, to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time, that's available. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment results in 15 minutes. That's the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Monday to Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 1. Allison Haas. Communicated with her earlier today at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Thank you very much for being an underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Starting lineups being introduced here tonight for this game between New Bremen 3 and 4 and Fort Loramie 10-0. You might think by way of record it is a mismatch. I don't think it is in terms of athleticism, Chuck. New Bremen can run up and down the floor right with the Redskins. Will they take care of the ball?
Well, there's the key. If they turn the ball over live and give Loramie a bunch of easy baskets against their trap and their pressure, it's going to be a long night for them. But if they handle the basketball and if they do turn it over, they turn it over away and don't get Loramie a basket going the other direction, they can certainly play in this game. They got some talent.
Right. Kenzie Holscher, six-footer in the middle for Fort Loramie. Joined by Dana Rose at 6'1". Caitlin Gasson at the point, 5'3", senior guard. Corinne Heitkamp at a guard, 5'6", senior. Jaden Putoff at a forward spot, a 5'10", senior. We'll run down that New Bremen lineup momentarily. New Bremen wins the tip to start. Cardinals moving from left to right on your radio dial or computer or phone as you imagine things here at Fort Loramie tonight. There's a turnover. New Bremen coughs it up right out of the chute. Here's Caitlin Gasson, head of the key for Fort Loramie. Whips it on top to Corinne Heitkamp. High left to Holscher. Straight away, Dana Rose picked up by Ellie Retkerman of New Bremen. There's a wild pass down inside for Holscher, right into the hands of Madison Cordonier for New Bremen. She streaks down the floor, makes a long lob, and out of bounds. Just what we talked about. That's a no-no.
Yeah, but you can't throw a pass. You start your offense from the volleyball line there, you're not going to have much success.
Cardinals start Katie Howell at guard, 5'6", senior. Ellie Retkerman in the middle, 5'11", senior. Kaylee Friend at a forward, a junior, 5'7". Madison Cordonier at a wing, senior, 5'11". And Riley Trentman, good outside shooting guard, a junior, 5'7". Redskins have the ball in the home white. Black numbers outlined in red. Shot fake on the arc, McGasson leaves it behind her for Putoff, who pumps home a three ball. Jaden Putoff right on target. Good looking shot.
Yeah, well, she's a good shooter, and she's very streaky. If she gets her feet set, she'll hurt you.
I was just going to say, if she gets her feet set, she can knock them down one after another. 3-0 Fort Loramie. 90 seconds gone. Here's Cordonier on the arc, down inside to Retkerman. Good defense by Fort Loramie late, but Retkerman still puts one in off the glass.
Got away with the travel, but she made the basket.
Deep right corner three. Corinne Heitkamp, Fort Loramie, curls around, comes off. Rebound New Bremen. Pass dipped up the floor to Cordonier. Darts it to the foul line, goes below it. Reach-in foul against Fort Loramie. 3-2, Redskins, 6:12 to go here in the first. Carla Siegel, 20 years at the helm of Fort Loramie.
She started when she was 14.
Chris Burden, year number 9, head coach at New Bremen, done a fine job. Wasn't all that long ago, Chuck. New Bremen defeated Fort Loramie. In fact, it was a recent season. The Redskins dropped just 6, 2017-18, I believe, one of them to the Cardinals. Missed shot by New Bremen, rebound Fort Loramie. Into the post, Dana Rose, double-teamed. Goes opposite right corner to Corinne Heitkamp. 18-footer, no, off the back iron. Rebound down to New Bremen. Long heave up to Cordonier. She swings toward the basket from the right corner, blocked out of bounds by Dana Rose. 3-2, Fort Loramie, 5:41 left here in the first. Ball inbounded, baseline right by Howell of New Bremen. Looks on the inside for Retkerman. Goes straight away to Cordonier. She hoists up a three, 25-footer. It hit the heel, kick to the left corner. Tie-up occurs. Fort Loramie possession. Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Take advantage of sales at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Easy for me to say, hardware. Sounds like I've had too much water to drink. Jackson Center Pro Hardware sales right through the final week of January. Take advantage. 112 East Pike in the center of Jackson Center. 5:15 left, opening period. 3-2 Fort Loramie. Kenzie Holscher has the ball at the foul line. Tries to swivel into the lane. New Bremen gets a grip on the leather and takes it away. Good theft. Down the floor to Cordonier. Now to Trentman on the arc. Ball whipped to Retkerman in the post. Oh, good duck under move around Dana Rose. Shots off the mark, though. Rebound to Dana, to Gasson. Blazing down the floor on the run. Draws a two-shot foul. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. It's the industry's clear choice, AAG Inc. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. The number one agency in the region again. As Gasson's free throw hits the rim twice, comes off. Fort Loramie girls, a little over 70% on the year at the stripe, made 14 of 14, Chuck, at Canton Glen Oak.
Yeah, 70% for a girls' varsity basketball team is very good.
Gasson swish on the second, 4-2 Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, 10.5 years with us for Dickman here on Scores Broadcast. Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Inbounds pass by New Bremen after the made free throw by Gasson, stolen by Fort Loramie. Here's Colleen Brandewee in the left corner, wants to tightrope the boundary, reach-in hooking foul by New Bremen.
Now they went full court after the made free throw, and New Bremen was not ready for it.
Caught the Cardinals by surprise with a steal. Foul shot short by Colleen. 4-2 Fort Loramie. 4:38 to go in the first. Fort Loramie girls won the JV game over Minster. That was the JV preliminary tilt, 36-30.
Yeah.
Second free throw, yes. 5-2 Redskins, three-quarter court pressure. Head coach Burden's got to get a timeout. 4.5 to go in the first. Fort Loramie up 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSInc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. We are 3.5 minutes into the first quarter. New Bremen trails the Redskins 5-2. New Bremen having difficulty getting the ball to the timeline after the timeout. And you can bet that is what was addressed by head coach Burden and his players. Finally, Fort Loramie gets a hand on it, drives it into the scorer's table. And New Bremen will inbounds again. Cordon, your backcourt to Howell. 5-2, Fort Loramie. 4:12 to go first quarter. Howell dribbles into the right corner, looks for help. Goes to Trentman, baseline right. Out of Kaylee Friend, intercepted pass. Fort Loramie picks it off. Gasson down the floor to Brandewee. Baseline right to Clara Gebhardt, who's in now. Foul line to Rose. Gebhardt on the floor for Fort Loramie. 5'10" at senior. Outside the arc on the right, it's Brandewee to Rose in the post. Maybe a little too much passing by Fort Loramie, which misses a shot. 10-footer by Kara Meyer, a little heavy on it. Rebound down to New Bremen, knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I thought Rose had the shot that time as she passed up an 8-footer to get a 6-footer in traffic.
Yes. Couple substitutions for New Bremen. We'll catch up with those. Aaliyah Truman in, good shooting guard, 5'6" junior. Here's Madison Cordonier, retrieves the inbounds pass for New Bremen, overshoots a long three, weak side rebound Dana Rose, and it's jammed out of bounds by Friend of New Bremen. 3:28 left in the first, 5-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins, by the way, at 4 o'clock today were announced, according to the first statewide AP poll, as the number 2 team in Ohio in Division 4 girls basketball. Top of the circle, Colleen Brandewee. Left corner, Corinne Heitkamp. She hurls up a three. It skids off the rim. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Baseline right, Dana Rose. Goes opposite to Brandewee. Another triple try. Bangs off the iron. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Brandewee in the lane. Stolen by New Bremen. Long lead out down the floor for Friend. Lays it up. Overshoots it. She got below the iron. Put too much English on it. Fort Loramie transitioning. Driving layup, Brandewee. It hangs on the rim. It comes off. And what do we have? A jump. Arrow favors New Bremen. Obviously, this is not the Fort Loramie team. They beat Canton Glen Oak 61-35.
Well, they've been off a little bit. Plus, right. You know, I'm sure they were really hyped for that one, and they're going to have to get hyped for this one.
Rushi on Thursday for Fort Loramie, Jackson Center on Saturday. We are right back here, by the way, on Thursday night. Fort Loramie beat Rushi to open the season, 51-35 at the Raiders gym. New Bremen down the floor, and they get all the way into the paint and lose the basketball. Gebhardt attacking for Fort Loramie. Throws it opposite baseline left. Kenzie Holscher, good on the long deuce. 17-footer by Kenzie. 7-2 Fort Loramie. Perdonia races down the floor for New Bremen. Pulls up outside the lane. Rattles one in off the backboard. Wow. And a foul. Nifty play. Madison Cordonier. She is headed to Finley to play there with Janae Hoing from Minster.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a tough shot right there.
Oh, yeah. What a finish. Bad angle for Madison. Streaking in from the right. Glanced it off the backboard. It bounded around a little while. Whistle blew. Foul against Fort Loramie. Cordonier's three-point play is converted. Fort Loramie 7, New Bremen 5, 2:17 left in the first. That's the kind of athleticism we spoke about in the pregame. Demonstrated right there by Cordonier. Just over two to play in the first quarter. Midcourt for Fort Loramie is Corinne Heitkamp. Swings it on top to Jaden Putoff, who made a three earlier. Baseline left to Dana Rose. Not sure if Dana's taken a shot yet, Chuck.
She is not.
Nope. 25 feet away. It is thrown to Corinne Heitkamp, popping out to catch Holscher, foul line. Into the lane. Left corner put off. Good defense applied there by Chloe Bornhorst, who's in off the bench now for New Bremen.
And that's Riley Heitkamp out there with the
ball. I'm sorry, Riley's got it.
Corinne's still in the game, but Riley's on the point. They look a lot alike. Maybe because they're sisters.
There's a sloppy pass cross court. Then New Bremen throws it away. Fort Loramie can't collect it. Cardinals get it back. Minute 26 to go in the first. 7-5 Fort Loramie. Riley Heitkamp guarding Trentman out of the arc. Ball thrown to Bornhorst for New Bremen. On a weave, it goes to Aaliyah Truman. Picked up by Riley, who gets a hand on it. Riley Heitkamp almost stole it. Ball gotten back by Truman. Lobs to Retkerman in the post. Stolen on the play by Holscher. She reached up and speared it. Throws it down the floor to a teammate. Kenzie gets it back. Baseline left, Dana Rose. Closed off by Retkerman. Good D. Out to Riley, who restarts the attack with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Fort Loramie up 7-5. Near side, Riley. Jump shot from 22 feet. Little wide right. Long rebound, New Bremen. Barreling down the floor, it's Trentman. Pulls up outside the lane. The trailer is friend. Trentman right corner. Stop and go, move, and a walk. 35.9 remaining in a sloppily played first quarter. Is that the correct description?
I would say that was right on the money.
Is sloppily a word? I think I said
sloppily. That's a word there.
Full of slop. Yeah, I added a syllable. 25 seconds to go in the first. Kenzie Holscher, top of the key for Fort Loramie. Fakes right, goes left. On the arc to Brandewee. Into the lane area. Now put off. Dumps it down low on the right for a teammate. Loose ball right baseline. Picked up on the play by Gasson, who rims a 15-footer. And New Bremen cannot reel in the rebound. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 11 seconds to go in the first. 7-5 Redskins. 10 feet to the left of the basket. Fort Loramie throws in. Gasson down inside to the cutter. Brandewee. It hangs on the rim. Comes off. Rebound tipped by New Bremen. Fort Loramie still has it underneath the rim. 7.7 to go. Fort Loramie's missed several easy shots. Putoff catches behind the foul line. Bingo! 17-footer Jaden Putoff, who rings up five in the opening period. And that's how it finishes. Fort Loramie 9, New Bremen 5 after 1 on scores broadcast.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in the center of Jackson Center. Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com and Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Second quarter starts for Fort Loramie in possession. Here's a deep left corner triple hoisted up there by Colleen Brandewee. It's around and out. No good. Rebound New Bremen. 9-5 Redskins. Early stage, second period. Reckerman posting up down inside. Shuffled her feet, Chuck, when she caught it. It was small, but she did lift up both feet, pivoted, missed the shot. Foul Fort Loramie. Two free throws for Ellie. Boy, she's had some explosive games this year, as I highlighted during the pregame. She had 26 against Van Wert Lincoln View. She had 21 against Lehman Catholic recently.
She's really strong. I mean, she's tough to guard inside.
Sure is. Made the first free throw, second one on the way. Swish, got them both. 9-7 Fort Loramie. 7:30 left to go here in the second quarter. Redskins down the court in a hurry. Inside to Holscher. A lot of congestion. Left it short from right below the rim. Madison Gardiner might have gotten a finger on it. And then New Bremen comes up to midcourt with it in Fort Loramie. Elbows that ball out of bounds. 7:19 to go in the second. 9-7 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in 25 feet away by New Bremen and Fort Loramie. Tips it away, out of bounds, into the first row. Cardinals try it again. Here's Riley Trentman, 5'7 junior guard, picked up by Gasson. Down the right side it goes to Aaliyah Truman. Into the post to Rutgerman. Straight away Trentman arches up the three off to the right. Rebound batted off Fort Loramie. Neither team defensive rebounding very well.
No,
there have been a lot of second, third shot opportunities, lengthy offensive sets. Minute gone, second quarter, 9-7 Fort Loramie. New Bremen inbounding below the rim. Goes to Retkerman, Holscher on her back. Double team comes. Ball thrown to Katie Howell straight away. Outside the lane on the left to Abby Powers, sophomore guard who's in. Ball flipped toward the post for Retkerman. Picked off on the play by Clara Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Down the floor, she gives it up, gets it back in the lane area, hits a seven-footer. Nicely done. 11-7, Fort Loramie up four. Here's a loose ball over the timeline by New Bremen, and it squirts away, goes out of bounds. I think Fort Loramie nicked it last. Yep. Ball will be thrown in by the Cardinals. Right in front of Coach Shadow on the bench for Fort Loramie. Long lob from out of bounds down inside for Retkerman, and it was spoiled by Gebhardt. Good defensive play. New Bremen touches last.
She's come off the bench and had a nice little 2-3-play series. Yeah.
By the way, Clara Gebhardt is one of our two Lacal Equipment Spotlight players at intermission. 6:20 left, second quarter. 11-7 Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, it is Gebhardt. Down below the rim, it's Gasson, shoved is she from behind. Goes against Trentman. Common. Fort Loramie will throw in. Thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to additional underwriting anchor sponsors. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of that great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie at Indian Lake. OsgoodBank.com. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. S-E-C-U-R. Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Fort Loramie misfires from the corner. Run out by New Bremen. Down the floor to Friend. Going too fast. Couldn't connect. And Fort Loramie's got it. 11-7 Redskins. We played 2.5 in the second. Here's Gebhardt open behind the foul line. Looper short. Long rebound. Fort Loramie regathers. Here's Gasson pulling up just inside the arc. Wide left on the 17-footer. And the rebound is belted out of bounds by New Bremen.
Neither team shooting the ball very well.
No.
Let's credit the defense.
Very poor shooting, and neither team is able to get a defensive rebound until, what, three shots into a possession.
Yep.
Inbounds pass by Fort Loramie, foul New Bremen. And it sends Dana Rose to the stripe. And this is the first time she shot the ball this evening, I think.
She took the three just a minute ago, and it was way off.
I had my head down on that
one. Yep.
Free throw by Dana. Swish. 12-7. Fort Loramie up 5. 5:31 to go second quarter. Dana again. Short. Rebound volleyball to Retkerman of New Bremen. Backcourt to Howell. Howell on a weave out front. Gives it on the play to Friend. Kaylee Friend bounces 25 feet away to Howell, who is picked up by Fort Loramie's Corinne Eichkamp, and then Fort Loramie jars the ball loose out of bounds in the corner. Fort Loramie now with Kara Meyer on the floor. Dana Rose down inside with Kenzie Holscher. Gasson and Putoff round out the five. For New Bremen, Abby Powers loops it left corner to Cordonier. Cordonier on a drive, throws it up there too hard. She runs right over a Redskin, and the foul is offensive.
Rose did a nice job of holding her spot there, and Cordonier, she went down hard. That hurt.
Sure did. Madison decided 20 feet away or so she was going to take it.
Well, she beat Holscher on the perimeter, but Rose did a good job of rotating.
Yeah. Dana stood strong, and it clearly was a charging foul. 12-7 Fort Loramie, 4:59 to go second quarter. Gasson walks it up over the timeline against Powers. Outside the arc on the right to Putoff. Skips it low in the left to Kenzie Holscher. Wants to hook it up in the athletic. Kaylee Friend blocks the ball away. Kaylee's double teamed at the timeline. It was tipped into backcourt. She went and collected it. Looped it across the top of the key to Abby Powers. Powers swings it on top to Friend. New Bremen tries to align its offense. 4:29 to go second quarter. Fort Loramie up 5. Ball stolen top of the circle by Gasson. Taken right back though by New Bremen. Here's a lob of the Cardinals into the right corner. Interception. Putoff. Putoff up ahead to Holscher. Behind her to Putoff. Now to Gasson, who calls out the play with 4:11 to go in quarter number 2. Left side pass, Kara Meyer. Kara, a 5'6 junior and off the bench. Dana Rose straight away against Retkerman. Left wing put off, swings it to the head of the key to Gasson. High right to Holscher, right corner Dana Rose. Pivots, foul line extended right to Meyer. Now to Gasson, 25 feet away. Good defense by New Bremen. Redskins up 5. 3:40 left, second quarter. Here's Putoff. Here's Rose popping out from 17. Wants to drive. Pulls up at 10. Behind her to Gasson. Caitlin drives below the backboard and then feeds to the top of the key. The ball rolls into backcourt, travels 94 feet, and goes out of bounds.
Friend did a nice job of screening off Holscher, who could not. If Holscher would have got to it, it would have been over and back.
Tell you what, New Bremen's defense is playing pretty well.
They're playing man-to-man, and they're really guarding the inside and letting Loramie have the outside shot. Loramie not making them.
Right. Fort Loramie missed several early, reluctant to shoot it. Fort Loramie very patient on offense, in part due to New Bremen's stingy defense. Cardinals, though, double trouble here. They throw it away once more.
11 turnovers for the Cardinals now, and that's the reason that, I mean, they're doing a great job. They got Loramie to 12 points. They've only scored 7.
Now, we expected a game in the upper 40s, maybe even low 50s. Here's a baseline jumper, but put off of Fort Loramie. It curls around, comes out. Holscher went up to yank down the rebound. Had it plucked away, though, by New Bremen. 2:56 to go here in the second quarter. 12-7 Fort Loramie. Ball broken up near side, but put off of the Redskins. It goes out of bounds. Scoreboard clock reads 2:51 remaining. Second quarter of play. We expected this 12-7 score, Chuck, would be the tally on the scoreboard with 2 minutes left in the opening period. Instead, we got just under 3 to go in the second period.
Yeah, they're getting nothing out of Rose and Holscher right now offensively, and that's the reason they got 12 points.
Here is New Bremen throwing in to the left corner. It's Friend. Friend gives it up 25 feet away. Ball thrown into the paint area to Bornhorst. Batted by Fort Loramie. Recovered by Fort Loramie. Put off on a run out. Darts down the floor. Running one-hander in the lane. Curled around and out, but a foul against New Bremen. Tough break on the shot, but Jaden looked like it was going to go in.
Yeah, she took a nice long step there and got the ball up on the rim. She took a good bump.
That one wasn't traveling, Chuck.
No.
But I've seen some Euro steps that have too many Euros. they're almost Oreo Euros. They little too much icing on the cookie sometimes. But they're not called. These Euro steps are not called traveling. Free throw put off, no good. Second shot on the mark.
4 of 8 now as a team shooting free throws. That kind of sums up their evening
right.
So far.
Yep.
Offensively, anyway. Defensively, they're doing a nice job.
13-7 Fort Loramie. Putoff goes 1 for 2 at the line. She's got 6 points in the game. Fort Loramie's got just 13. New Bremen to midcourt. We covered New Bremen a few weeks ago. And New Bremen scored 48, Minster 56. That was a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, they got down and then made a nice comeback, and they were in the game all the way.
That's the kind of pace and scoring we thought we'd have tonight, but not happening. Up and down call against Friend of New Bremen, another miscue. Cardinals approaching 15 at the half. Getting a screen outside the arc on the left. Colleen Brandewee sinks it from three-point territory. Colleen from downtown. Good-looking jump shot by Colleen Brandewee. She made a long triple up at Canton against Glen Oak. That was a nice set there by Fort Loramie. Last trip down, freeing up Brandewee, who hoisted in the three-bagger. Here's New Bremen down the floor into the lane. Scrum for a loose ball. Arrow favors the Cardinals. 16-7 Fort Loramie. A minute 42 to go in the second. Ball lobbed into the corner to Bornhorst. Right back to Truman, baseline, lobbing for Bornhorst, and Fort Loramie punches it out of bounds.
Paige Eilerman did a nice job. They front and back on her that time, and she did a good job of getting onto the pass.
And Paige came in off the bench up at Canton Glen Oak and made a two-pointer, a 5'10 senior. Here's New Bremen slanting through the lane, a drive attempt by Truman, and again the ball is knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Below the iron, Truman inbounds into the right corner to Howell. Howell right back to Truman. Out of Friend, top of the circle, a minute 25 to go in the second. Fort Loramie up 9. Bornhorst to Howell. Howell picked up by Riley Heitkamp. On a weave, it goes 25 feet away, down inside to Friend. Outside the arc on the right flank. Jump shot, pumped up and made. Katie Howell. Katie Howell blisters the nets. Was that a two? Two ball?
That was a two, yep.
Just inside the arc. Katie let one fly and right down through the cylinder. New Bremen worked long and hard for that one to make it a 16-9 game. Fort Loramie up 7. Deep three, left corner. Riley Heitkamp skids across the rim. No. Rebound, New Bremen. 40 seconds left until halftime. 16-9 Fort Loramie. Oh, the Redskins leave Retkerman, and the Cardinals are alerted. They throw it down inside to Ellie. She's freed up. Fort Loramie has to get there late and Fowler to prevent the easy deuce. Two shots for Ellie. She puts it up and through. 16-10 Fort Loramie. 36 ticks left to go here in the second.
Well, you can tell Coach Siegel's not real happy. She's got Gasson and Rose and Holscher and Putoff all sitting on the bench right now.
Four starters. Second shot good by Retkerman. 5-point game. Final half minute, first half. Here's Fort Loramie entering down low on the right. Little twisting spin move. Shot laid up and in by Gebhard. Wow, well done. She's come in, had a couple nice goals for Fort Loramie. Bad pass to Bremen, picked off Redskins, who lead by 7. 15 seconds to go. O'Reilly Heitkamp in midcourt, late second quarter. Down to 9-8. Ball thrown to the post. Open shooter, Eilerman clanged the rim. That's because she was whacked on the arm, and she'll get two free ones with 4.4 to go. 18-11 Fort Loramie. A couple made shots here would push the Redskins to 20 at the break. But Reilerman's free throw is shy of the mark. Coming out, Gebhard for Fort Loramie. Good second quarter from her. Right now, she's our Clancy star of the game.
She is for the second quarter.
Eilerman, no good. Hard rebound. New Bremen, two to play. Friend heaves it down the right side out of bounds as the second quarter finishes. Fort Loramie in the lead over New Bremen by 7 at the half, 18-11 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means
US
working
Bank.
Late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We are at the half here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins 18, New Bremen Cardinals 11. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, if you take a look at the team stats first, New Bremen has a 13-10 rebounding advantage. Loramie has three offensive rebounds, New Bremen one. The Cardinals turned the ball over 15 times in the first half. Loramie turned it over six. Loramie, an uncharacteristic 4 of 10 from the free throw line. New Bremen went to the line five times, made all five. They're led in scoring by Ellie Retkerman. She has six. They got three from Cordonier and two from Howe. Friend didn't score in the first half. They scored 5 and 6, 11 points at the half. Loramie, on the other hand, led by Jaden Putoff with six. They got four from Clara Gephardt off the bench, four from Colleen Brandewey off the bench. They got two from Holscher. They got one from Dana Rose and one from Caitlin Gasson. They scored 9 in each quarter, and they lead it 18-11 at the half.
I expect some fireworks in the second half, some faster pace, a cleaner game, better shooting, and I think each team will ring up 20 to 30 points in the final two periods.
My guess is that the locker room right now on the Loramie side is being blistered just a little bit about effort.
Yeah.
I mean, these girls play hard, but right now they're not playing smart.
Yeah, what's the best two-syllable word, Chuck, to describe the first half? Ho-hum? Is that a good two-syllable word?
Ho-hum. It was not artistic, let's just say that.
Give New Bremen credit. The Cardinals have come in here and played very, very good defense.
They have played good defense. Yep. They turned the ball over too much, like we talked about. They're on pace to turn it over 30 times, but they didn't turn it over and give Loramie baskets at the other end. So,
yes.
But they also took 15 possessions away where they didn't get a chance to try to score.
And that hurts. Fort Loramie 18, New Bremen 11 at the half. Our report brought to you by American Architectural Glass, Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
It is Fort Loramie 18, New Bremen 11. We're pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy at 700 East Park here on Scores Broadcast. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one with you, develops a truly customized treatment program, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program too. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know, and for the last last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 419-1491. That's 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Our Locale Equipment Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, during which we highlight a couple of players, one from each team. For Fort Loramie, it's Clara Gebhardt, a senior. Very appropriately, we mentioned Clara here in our Locale segment. She had a good first half, a very good initial two quarters. 3.9 GPA for Clara, daughter of Jack and Renee. Active in History Club, FCCLA Art Club, Mathletes. Wants to attend a four-year school, not sure which one yet, perhaps an ag business program, and has a younger brother who's in grade 7, and his name is Levi. Kaylee Friend, a junior at New Bremen, highlighted tonight on Scores Broadcast, 3.6 GPA, daughter of Amy and Joel. Takes part in Magnified Giving, soccer, volleyball, Spanish club. Tiffin or Bowling Green is in her future, and she may study psychology. That's our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locale Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Locale supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Locale. Locally, Locale is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie, seconds away from the start of a third quarter. Fort Loramie up 7 over the New Bremen girls, 18-11. Not a well-played first two periods. New Bremen's defense has been superb. So is Fort Loramie's. Fort Loramie's forced far too many mistakes from New Bremen, but to the Cardinals' credit, they're hanging around, down only 7. Fort Loramie starts with possession, opening up play here in the third. It's Holscher with the ball, now to put off, same 5 who started the contest on the court now for Fort Loramie. And there's a good-looking jump shot by Corinne Heitkamp. She pulled up inside the arc and buried a long two-pointer. Good beginning third quarter for Fort Loramie, which is up 22-11. Here's Madison Gordonier, double team, 25 feet away, and she drops the ball, stroked away by Fort Loramie, into the hands of Holscher, to Gasson, to Holscher, back to Gasson, to put off. Left corner, Jay, Fort Loramie, missed from behind the arc by Corinne Heitkamp. Long board to put off, who digs it out. Put off hangs on for the Redskins. Now Heitkamp hurls it, cross court, Gasson below the rim. Right back to Corinne. Now Gasson drives around on top. Picked up by Trentman. Gasson slows it down. 6:40 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 9. Ball thrown by Putoff in the lane to Holscher. Swivel move up with the left hand for 2.
Terrific offensive move that time by Kenzie Holscher.
Nicely done. Back to the basket. Caught it. Went toward her right shoulder, used her left hand. Steal, Fort Loramie. Gasson long throw to Rose. Loose ball in the lane, picked up by Putoff. Missed it, but a foul against New Bremen. 22-11, Fort Loramie. Redskins coming out, Chuck, with a little more intensity.
They're running their offense a little more sharply than they were in the first half.
Couple of free throws. Jaden Putoff, good on the first. And Fort Loramie's lead is a dozen. Second shot here by Jaden. What's that, 6 points for her now, Chuck?
Seven.
Put off for point number 8. It is rattling and staying in there. 24-11. Fort Loramie in the lead by 13. obviously biggest lead of this game for the Redskins, who put the pinch on Howell, who comes across center court. Boy, she's tied up in knots across the way. And a timeout is called by New Bremen, which is down to 13. 2 minutes gone, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
At Goffney Furniture in Sydney, you buy furniture with assistance from our family. That's right. You see, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our spacious showroom offers high-quality furniture, some of everything, sofas, sectionals, beds, mattresses, chairs, recliners, furniture for every room, bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly eight decades, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered. Well, New Bremen misses after the timeout. Fort Loramie attacks. Here's a great pass from Putoff down inside to Holscher. She lays it up off the backboard, and the ball almost got stuck on the front of the rim, not the back where the flange is. On the front, it teetered, it seemed like, Chuck, for 5 seconds. It wasn't that long, but it seemed like it. Holscher gets the two, and then New Bremen hastily brings it down the floor and pitches it out of bounds, baseline left.
That's an 8-0 run to start the second half for Loramie.
Fort Loramie led 18-11 after two. And as Chuck noted, 8-0 Redskins in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Here's Dana Rose against Retterman, right wing. Ball high overhead on top to Gasson, left side put off. Bullet down baseline left to Dana. Open from 10, bullseye. She pops it in.
That's her first basket.
Good-looking ball rotation. Dana Rose had a little short corner jumper. She'll make that every trip. 28-11. 10-0 run, Fort Loramie. Retterman to Friend. Now to Cordonier, 25 feet away. Ball thrown to the post, and I think Rose is called for a foul. She tipped it away from Retterman. Might have had a hand on her shoulder.
Well, if Terry Middleton called it, it was a foul.
Yes. 4:34 left. Dana didn't complain.
No, I think she might have bumped her a little bit. If you reach over the top like that, even if it's clean, you're going to get called a lot.
Four and a half to go, third quarter. Ball lobbed into Cordonia. Bounce pass down inside to Kaylee Friend. Twisting, turning, missed it. No good. Rebound for Loramie Rose. Long lead out Brandewee. Down low on the right to Holscher. Goes opposite to Corinne Heitkamp. Pull up Jay from 10. Bingo! She's got it. And the lead is now 19-32-11. 4 minutes to go here in the third. And New Bremen brings it down the floor. Fort Loramie stifles that attempt at a fast break. Ball goes out of bounds. We got Clara Gebhardt back in for Fort Loramie.
I mean, they've only got 11 points, but New Bremen's only scored 3 baskets in the game.
Here is New Bremen inbounding. That gives you an idea of how suffocating the Fort Loramie defense has been. It's been excellent. Ball thrown to the post to Bornhorst on the arc to Cordonier. Banked it from 24 feet too hard. Rebound coming out near midcourt. It's on the sideline. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 32-11. Fort Loramie leads. That's an interesting stat, Chuck. We are midway through the third, and New Bremen has been thwarted offensively. Only three buckets.
Yeah.
Ball thrown to Gebhardt in the post. Shoots it right to the corner to Corinne Heitkamp. And she hoists one from there. A little heavy on the shot. Rebound New Bremen. Intercepted pass Fort Loramie. Corinne to Holscher. Layup. Good. 32-11. Fort Loramie swells the lead to 21. Timeout New Bremen. 3:26 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
You know, the unique experience creating neighborhoods at Wygant Real Estate Development is one of a kind. Wygant is the region's only real estate building and development company, all three. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we've assisted residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Located on the southeast side of Minster, Stonegate is adjacent to Paris Street Park and within walking distance from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate. No substitute for experience. At Wygant, we continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. 937-538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, development.com. Well, New Bremen scored a two-pointer, Chuck, or was it two free throws?
No, Kaylee Friend made a nice move inside and banked it in, missed the free throw. So that's her first 2 points of the game.
And, you know, she is averaging double digits on the year. That gives you an idea, Chuck, as a timeout is called once again by New Bremen. Gives you an idea of the job Fort Loramie has done on this New Bremen team here tonight, because the Cardinals enter the game with three young ladies scoring in double digits. And Fort Loramie's put the clamps on all three of them. Redkerman was at 14, Friend was at 13, Cordonier at 12. And, boy, they've been shackled. Only 13 points for New Bremen, 2:56 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's got the ball 20 feet away. It's Gaston, whips a pass to the post to Holscher. Fakes right, goes left, wow. Leaves it short. She'll finish that play probably 99 times out of 100. Didn't on that one. Here's New Bremen down the floor. Bad pass, intercepted. Corinne Heitkamp. Cross court, it goes to a teammate. Extra pass inside to Holscher. Broken up, bobbled. Picked up on the arc, but Gasson. She resets for Fort Loramie. 2:24 left, third quarter. Ball thrown to Holscher in the post. Turning and connecting.
Well, New Bremen went 1-3-1 the last two times down, and Loramie's done a nice job of attacking it.
Got it to Holscher in the middle, and she pumped it through. 34-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2 minutes left in the third. Ball thrown baseline left by New Bremen, intended for Cordonier. Broken up, intercepted by Gaston. Bodies fly everywhere. Gaston hits the trailer. Holscher, baseline right. Gebhardt shoots it a little strong. Weak side rebound. Yes! Wow, what a play. Opposite side of the bucket, Corinne Heitkamp. She's on the glass.
She has a six-point quarter going.
Way to go, Corinne. 36-13, Fort Loramie. Minute and a half to go in the third. Down the right side, New Bremen. Ball thrown to Abby Powers. Down inside to Friend. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Redskins on a run out. 3-on-1. Ball fed to Holscher. Layup. Got it. In transition. Beautifully executed.
Kenzie's got a 10-point quarter going.
And the Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, who had 18 in the first half, have pumped home 20 in the first 7 minutes of the second half. New Bremen throws, intercepted, and then Fort Loramie coughs it up. Cordonier's in a heap of trouble down in the corner of the floor, and Fort Loramie knocks it out of bounds. Wholesale changes. Final minute, third quarter of this game. I like the public address. A semi-line change for both teams.
Yeah, they got a power play going here. They're going to kill a penalty.
You know what, Chuck? I've never been to a live in-person hockey match.
I have not either. That's why I don't know what I'm talking about.
We got to break the ice and go to one.
Break the ice. There we go.
Oh, boy. That was bad.
Yeah. They've got the COVID screens up with the plexiglass all the way around the rink. It should be safe.
Here is New Bremen inbounding in the right corner, out of bounds. Turnovers, wow, 25.
25.
Right on the button. That was a wild guess.
Well, they had 15 at halftime, 10 here in the third quarter.
And I tell you what, if New Bremen takes a lot better care of the ball, only has 15 miscues, turns those additional 10 possessions into, say, 10 points, you know, goes 5 of 10.
They're still down 15.
You stole my thunder.
Sorry about that.
Here is Fort Loramie with 24 seconds to go in the third. Cross-court pass picked off by New Bremen. Forecourt left, it's Truman. Oh, there's a double dribble.
Yep. It's a good thought, just illegal.
15 seconds to go in the third. Third quarter ending not very sharply, much like the first two periods were played. Here is Fort Loramie to midcourt. 11, 10, Riley Heitkamp, 25 feet out. Coming out to catch is Brandewee, bobbled, and New Bremen's got it with two left. Running one-hander, Howell off to the left from 35 feet. Third quarter's in the books. Fort Loramie 38, New Bremen 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, call on Osgood. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. For information, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Fourth quarter underway, Fort Loramie with possession to our right, and a good entry pass down low for Colleen Brandon. We missed the cripple, couldn't finish it. Loose ball rebound right at the Redskins bench, and it will be New Bremen possession.
Boy, missed two point-blank shots there to start the fourth quarter after scoring 20 in the third quarter.
Yeah, Fort Loramie missed several they will normally make in the first two periods. Here is New Bremen, top of the circle, Cordonier on the bounce. Pivots into the lane, double-teamed, and as a result, it gets flicked away by Fort Loramie. Outlet to Gasson. Gasson gives it up to Gebhardt, back to Caitlin Gasson. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Deep left corner put off, steps back, tries to light it up from three-point land. In, out, no good. Rebound knocked out to Gasson. Fort Loramie controls.
Good hustle by Gephardt that time.
Yes, it was. She's played really well. Is she still your Clancy's? Or
she's
in a foot race with whom?
There's a couple.
Okay. A fine performance by Clara Gephardt. Here's Dana Rose catching it high right, starts a drive, accepts a knee in the thigh from a Cardinal player. Common foul, ball out to Fort Loramie. Gephardt comes out. She was our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performer at the half, and boy, she played like she knew she would be under the spotlight. Fort Loramie inbounds to Kenzie Holscher. Wow, a lot of traffic. Good defense by New Bremen. Kenzie arched it up and in from 10 feet. Got good spring off the floor and flipped it in. Released it right at her apex.
Cordonier couldn't have played any better defense that time.
Exactly. 40-13, Fort Loramie. The Retkerman against Dana Rose. Blocked by Dana. Ball out of bounds to New Bremen. 6 minutes left in the fourth. Kara Meyer in now for Fort Loramie. And coming out is Colleen Brandewey. New Bremen to inbound, baseline left. Taking a while on the arc to Cordonier. Skips through the top of the circle, nearly tied up. Tries to shoot it while twisting around. She jackknifed her body, drew a two-shot foul. That was sort of a, what, corkscrew jumper?
Yeah, I'm not sure. She didn't get herself squared up at all.
Cordonier with two. First one's good. 40-14, Fort Loramie. Redskins take on Rushi on Thursday. We've got the action here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tip off about 7:30. Second shot, Cordonier, swish. Here is Fort Loramie attacking for court right. It's put off to the trailer Rose. Down low to Holscher. Oh, she snakes her way to the basket and lays it in.
She's got 16. New Bremen's got 15.
Rose threaded the pass.
Great pass.
42-15. Lost ball by New Bremen. Picked up by Dana. Outlet to put off. Ooh, almost dragged the pivot foot. Gave it up to Gasson just in the nick of time. Cross court to put off. Thought about sizing up the three. Inside to Holscher. Extra pass to Rose, who lays it in.
Yep. She owed Dana. Dana made a nice pass to her earlier.
Good two-person game in the paint. Holscher to Rose, who concluded the play. 44-15, Fort Loramie. Steal at midcourt. Run out. Meyer to the rim. Got it for two. Kara Meyer picked up the loose ball. Darted the last 50 feet. And Fort Loramie has broken this thing open. Big 28-point second half for Fort Loramie. 5 minutes left of the game. Redskins up 46-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And thank you, these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A. and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. It's Geyer's. Thank you so much, Todd Geyer, staff and associates at Geyer's. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Rep New Bremen with a floor miscue after the timeout. Fort Loramie hustles the ball down the floor, gets it inside to Holscher. Hooking foul against Cordonier. And that is the team's third. Fort Loramie inbounds up 46-15. Here's a deep left corner three by Gasson. Short. Rebound Retterman of New Bremen. To Howell. Up the floor to Truman. She takes aim on a three. Banged off the rim. Backboard. No good. Rebound Dana Rose. Foul New Bremen.
Still coming. That's only four team.
A lot of gratitude here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ Shelby, COVSO. And guess what? Jaden Putoff has rifled home a long trifecta. Good game for Jaden. Is she at 10 yet?
She's at 11.
11. One over 10. 49-15, Fort Loramie. 3:52 to go here in the fourth. Bad pass, New Bremen, picked off by Fort Loramie. Easy transition goal by Gasson. 51-15, Fort Loramie. Who would have thunk? This was 18-11 at halftime. New Bremen, Chuck, just 4 points in the entire second half.
Yeah, they're not playing very well,
nope.
That's for sure.
Long tray by Truman, glances off the rim, goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie will have it at midcourt. Gasson out, Putoff out, Rose out. Tell you what, Chuck, with the awesome play on the inside, game after game of Rose and Holscher, if Jaden Putoff can sink outside shots, she's dangerous from three-point land.
Yeah, she,
I know
sure.
She's streaky, but boy, on a night when she's making a dozen, this Fort Loramie team is going to be very difficult to knock off.
She has really picked up her defensive intensity, too, as a senior.
Yep. Here is Fort Loramie attacking. Each team had a possession, no goal. Here's Riley Heitkamp on the arc. Flips it to Eilerman, left corner. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by New Bremen. With 3:03 to go here in the fourth. And Fort Loramie up 51-15. Don't forget the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly. You heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road. Take advantage of great savings always. High quality jewelry. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Here is Fort Loramie. 1, 2, 3 passes, all good ones. Redskins can't make the close in shot. Tie up on the rebound. And Fort Loramie will keep it beneath the rim. Kara Meyer comes out. Retkerman and Cordonier out for New Bremen. Ball thrown into Eilerman. Foul line jumper for Fort Loramie. Too long. Rebound. Pinballed around. Out to the top of the circle to Friend. Down the floor to Trentman. Top of the circle, Howell. Right corner, Friend. She dumps it down to Bornhorst in the post. And a foul, Fort Loramie, on the back of the New Bremen player. With 2:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's the ball lobbed into Trentman, deep left corner for New Bremen. Launching it, no good. Hit the rim, backboard, came down to Fort Loramie. Long drive down the floor, Redskins. Barreling to the rim, shot no good from Danny Barhorst, but a foul against New Bremen. Barhorst gets two. Chuck, she was one of four up at Canton Glen Oak who drilled long three-pointers. Danny Barhorst. She's at the stripe right here. Free throw hits the front rim, no good. 2:19 to go in the fourth, 51-15 Fort Loramie. Redskins 10-0, making it 11-0 tonight. Number two in the state, according to the initial 2021 AP poll, released at 4 o'clock today. Redskins coming off victories over Division III, Finley Liberty Benton by 17. Over Division I, Canton Glen Oak by 26. Beat Minster by 10 back on December 12th, 36-26. Here's New Bremen in the post area, Bornhorst. Baseline right, Friend around a couple players. Bullies her way to the rim. Good play by Kaylee Friend. Foul, Fort Loramie. A minute 53 to go. 52-15 Redskins. Here in a minute, we'll tell you all about Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Shot by Kaylee. Light of rim, backboard, it's good. Second free throw here by Kaylee Friend. One, two, three dribbles. It's on the way. Yes. Yep, she's a double-digit scorer. Fort Loramie's held her in check.
Four. One basket, two free throws.
Yep, 4 points. That's all for Kaylee Friend. In fact, the trio of Retkerman, Cordonier, and Friend have how many, Chuck?
They have 11 of the 17.
11 of the 17, all three of those young ladies, double-digit scorers for New Bremen on the year. Fort Loramie with a missed shot. New Bremen corrals the rebound and brings it down. Here's a drive into the lane, picked off pass by Fort Loramie. Redskins rooted out. It's Riley Heitkamp. Look at her go. Lickety-split, Riley for two. 54-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here is New Bremen out near the timeline working the ball around. Ball thrown down on the left to Howell. Deflected pass by Fort Loramie. Loose at side court and out of bounds it goes.
It's 20 turnovers in the second half.
Second half alone for New Bremen?
20 turnovers, 35 for the game.
My goodness. Well,
that's what Loramie does to you.
We talked about that in the pregame. That was the theme. New Bremen's got to handle the pressure. Just below the foul line, Fort Loramie gets a big bucket. Schmidtmeyer hits in off the bench. Nice bucket by Schmidtmeyer, Chuck.
That's 11 young ladies that have scored now for the Redskins. That's their MO also.
That was a well-designed play.
Yeah, it was.
Down to 35 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Bremen missed shot to her left. 56-17 Redskins. Long lead out down the floor to Eilerman. Dropped it, picked it up. Throws it on the arc to a teammate. Redskins reset, 19 to go. Here's Riley Heitkamp near the timeline. And we got a holding foul against New Bremen. And Fort Loramie will not yet shoot. That's number six on the Cardinals. Eilerman inbounds. Riley Heitkamp's got it 35 feet away. Flings it on top to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer right flank to Riley Heitkamp. And she hoists up a three. It danced off the rim. Rebound New Bremen as the final second ticks off and ends this game. We thought it would be closer, especially given the halftime score 18-11. But Fort Loramie blisters the Nets for 38 in the second half to run away from the New Bremen Cardinals, 56-17. Chuck will wrap it up in a moment. They were pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing Builders here on Scorers Broadcast. Hoing and Hoing specializes in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road, offering services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. Over 200 years of experience among Hoing and Hoing employees. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has them for you on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call Hoing and Hoing at 394-7144, 394-7144. Hoing and Hoing Builders, what you can imagine we can create at Hoing and Hoing in Anna. Like to let you know that Steve and Ted's and Anna has joined us, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, started Steve and Ted's in 2002. They have built an excellent reputation. Steve and Ted's and Anna servicing, repairing, selling, and installing residential and commercial heating and cooling systems, 8315 State Route 119 in Anna. But Chuck, let's take a look at our post game here and make our Clancy's Awards. You've got a tough selection or two.
Well, you know, I think it kind of jumps out at you a little bit.
It does?
It does me anyway. 56-17 was the final. 26-19 rebounding.
What if I disagree with your pick?
Well, it doesn't matter. It really absolutely doesn't matter. For New Bremen, they were out-rebounded. They turned the ball over 35 times. That's going to get you beat every time.
Yep.
Scoring, they were led by Retkerman with 6. They got 5 from Cordonier, 4 from Friend, and 2 from Katie Howell. The Clancy's player of the game for the Cardinals is Madison Cordonier.
Good pick.
On the other side, Kenzie Holscher had 16, 14 in the second half.
Oh, you got a tie.
They got 11 from Putoff. Then it dropped down to 6 from Heitkamp, from Corinne Heitkamp. They got 4 from Brandewey, 4 from Gephardt.
Put off an Holscher shirt.
And a few other people scored. They had 11 girls score altogether. And for Clancy's player of the game, Holscher and Putoff. So it's Holscher and Putoff on the Loramie side and Cordonier for the Cardinals.
For once, I agree.
There you go.
Good job. Brought to you by Clancy's. These are our stars of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And again, our sponsors with us for Fort Loramie games only at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse, his superb techs at Tom Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Thanks to Custom Foam Products, a world-class supplier. Don't forget Brookins on Saturday nights. Outstanding marinated chops, roasted chicken, always good. Meaty and cheesy homemade pizza, savory sandwiches, luncheon specials, including, I think, pork tenderloin tomorrow on Wednesday at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And don't forget another fine underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Our next webcast here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Thursday night right here. Rushi comes to town to take on Fort Loramie. Tip off about 7:30, online and on radio. Around 7 o'clock, depending on the length of the JV game tonight. You joined us a little after 7. Some nights it's been a little before 7. Some nights right on 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, so take your pick. But be on the lookout several minutes before 7 on Monday for the start of our presentation on Thursday night. Rushi Girls at Fort Loramie, right here at the Redskins Gym. Don't forget, on Friday night, it's Jackson Center Botkins boys basketball from the Trojans Gym. Again, airtime about 7 online and on radio. So many thanks to our ScoresBroadcast.com online audience tonight, our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM audience tonight. We say hello to Mike Wick. Thanks to Mike for pinch hitting for Chuck McBee for the last 10 days or so. For Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. The Redskins girls have defeated the New Bremen Cardinals by a final tally of 56-17.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.